Words to Live By. Focusing on serving our brothers and sisters can guide us to make divine decisions in our daily lives and prepare us to value and love what the Lord loves. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Presidency of the 70. We can choose to be grateful no matter what. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. May we realize how close to us our Father is willing to come, how far He is willing to go to help us, and how much He loves us. President Thomas S. Monson.
Regardless of what Satan would try to persuade us to think about who we are, our true identity is that of a disciple of Jesus Christ. Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President. Of all the service you give, none is greater than to help people choose to qualify for eternal life. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Defend your beliefs. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. We can and should participate in continuing civil dialogue, especially when we view the world from differing perspectives. A soft answer does not mean we never speak directly or that we compromise doctrinal truth. Words that may be firm in information can be soft in spirit. There exists today a great need for men and women to cultivate respect for each other across wide distances of belief and behavior and across deep canyons of conflicting agendas. Elder W. Craig Zwick of the 70. Each of us must come to our own personal testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. We then share that testimony with our family and others. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Challenges will come to you, but as you trust in God, they will strengthen your faith. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
How often do we make a mistake about the right way, letting ourselves be led along by the trends of the world? We need to continually ask ourselves if we are being doers of the words of Jesus Christ. Elder Claudio D. Civic of the 70. As the world slips away from the Lord's law of chastity, we do not. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. As individuals, we are strong. Together with God, we are unstoppable. Rosemary M. Wixom, Primary General President. The adversary would have us be critical or judgmental of one another. He wants us to concentrate on our differences and compare ourselves to one another. We just need to relax and rejoice in our divine differences. We need to realize that we all desire to serve in the kingdom, using our unique talents and gifts in our own ways. Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President. Of all the lessons we learn from the life of the Savior, none is more clear and powerful than the lesson of obedience. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. There is no end to what the world has to offer, so it is critical that we learn to recognize when we have enough. If we are not careful, we will begin to chase after the temporal more than the spiritual. Our pursuit for the spiritual and eternal will then take a back seat instead of the other way around. Sadly, there appears to be a strong inclination to acquire more and more and to own the latest and the most sophisticated. Elder Michael John U. Tay of the 70.
It is one thing to know that Jesus Christ came to earth to die for us, but we also need to appreciate that the Lord desires, through His atonement and by the power of the Holy Ghost, to enliven us, not only to guide, but also to strengthen and heal us. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The children of Father in Heaven can do amazing things when they feel trusted. every child of God in mortality chose the Savior's plan. Trust that given the opportunity, they will do so again. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. With the Internet, you can accomplish great things in a short period of time, or you can get caught up in endless loops of triviality that waste your time and degrade your potential. With the click of a button, you can access whatever your heart desires. That's the key. What does your heart desire? What do you gravitate toward? Where will your desires lead? Randall L. Redd, Second Counselor in the Young Men General Presidency. We should be different because we hold the priesthood, not arrogant or prideful or patronizing, but humble and teachable and meek. Receiving the priesthood and its various offices should mean something to us. It should not be a perfunctory rite of passage that automatically happens at certain ages, but a sacred act of covenant thoughtfully made. Elder Donald L. Hallstrom of the Presidency of the 70.
Sister Jean A. Stevens, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. Truly our Father knows this and hears the pleadings of our hearts. He accomplishes His miracles one prayer at a time, one person at a time. Elder Lawrence E. Corbridge of the 70. Opposition, criticism, and antagonism are companions to the truth. Whenever the truth with regard to the purpose and destiny of man is revealed, there will always be a force to oppose it. There always has been and will ever be an effort to deceive, derail, oppose, and frustrate the plan of life. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. If members learn to use the correct name of the church in connection with the word Mormon, it will underscore that we are Christians, members of the Savior's church. Elder Carlos H. Amato of the 70. Even though multitudes followed after Christ, His ministry always consisted of blessing people one by one. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Family commitments and expectations should be at the top of our priorities to protect our divine destiny. Bishop Gary E. Stevenson, Presiding Bishop. You may be thinking to yourself, I already blew it. I may as well give up. If so, stop thinking that and never think it again. The miracle of the atonement can make up for imperfections in our performance. Elder William R. Walker of the 70. The more connected we feel to our righteous forefathers, the more likely we are to make wise and righteous choices. End of the section, Words to Live By.